Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with our ace producer, Rosemary Brandt, on the other side of our soundproof glass here in the KVOI studios. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show, Tuesday, November 26, 2013. Tomorrow night, Hanukkah begins. A happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends. And, of course, Thursday being Thanksgiving, it is a rare confluence of Thanksgiving and Hanukkah, the two together that, from what I understand, rarely happens. We are live each weekday, 12:04 to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream the show, which means you can listen at your desk or wherever to buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And we also have our podcast programs. We put up all of the shows at buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. All have the program. We have links on the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun on their website. Also our newest media partner, Inside Tucson Business. During this noon hour, we'll begin with a newsmaker interview with State Representative Andrea D'Alessandro. Andrea, a Democrat from District 2. She is from Saharita. Then certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley will be in a good mood. The market is up again today. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with Ryan Hansen. Ryan is the vice president of Bon Voyage Travel. They are putting together a really incredible journey to Normandy for the big anniversary next June of the D-Day invasion. Then we'll close out the show with UA professor emeritus Dr. James Clark. He's written extensively about American assassins. Do they all pretty much fit the same profile? We'll talk with Dr. Clark about that. If you have a question or comment, the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. We also invite you to be a friend of the program. Just go to Bill Buckmaster on Facebook, parentheses Buckmaster Show. We'll get you there, and we will welcome you as a friend of the program, one of our friends of the program. She's a fellow friend on Facebook, State Representative Andrea D'Alessandro from Saharita. Representative D'Alessandro, thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
You were on a telecon within the past hour that included the Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius talking about the Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. What did the secretary have to say?
Well, the White House call, Secretary Sebelius thanked all the local officials because there's been a nationwide effort with elected officials all over the country because they know their constituents best with regards to education and outreach. She does report that there will be a significantly different user experience on the website. They've had changes in hardware, changes in software, and she pledges to continue to update it. And they're currently things are working currently much better, and many people are signing up.
And many people would say it couldn't be working any worse. I mean, it's just been a real mess.
Right. Well, everyone has acknowledged that it didn't, you know, have a good start,
but good launch.
Yes, yeah, no, and it is a big ambitious project, and Bill, I wish it were different, but I would like to point out that we're 8 weeks into a 26-week enrollment period, and she did report that a lot of people are signing up without much difficulty.
Let's talk about the Affordable Care Act, and you are putting together, you are hosting a town hall that will be done telephonically, a tele-town hall meeting, and that will be coming up 1 week from today at 11:30 in the morning. How is this going to work, Andrea?
Well, first of all, I want to thank Senator Steve Farley because he did one in September, and he encouraged me to go forward with this. So he shared his idea and his expertise and his assistant at the legislatures. We will have Herb Schultz, who is the Southwest person for Health and Human Services, and I've met Herb, and he is an expert on this. And he will be talking for a brief time. And then we will also have people from our Access, our Medicaid restoration, our bipartisan coalition in the legislature. With the support of Governor Brewer, we're able to do the Medicaid expansion. In our state, we have 1 million uncovered people, and about 300,000 of them would fall under the Medicaid expansion.
How about Medicare and Medicaid services, really, this is also an important time, too.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, as a card-carrying Medicare recipient, it's a time. And this generally does the affordable health care, although it's had some benefits behind the scenes to those of us who are over 65. It is not, the same program, and people should not be confused with that.
But it does get very confusing, especially for some of the seniors. They're wondering.
Yes.
And unfortunately, Andrea, does open them up to some of these scams that are going around.
Yes,
and they've heard about all these health care issues, and then they get a call from someone trying to say, well, I can take care of all your problems with just send me some money.
Yes, or give your information.
Yeah,
so, I've had a series of senior scam prevention events throughout Southern Arizona, and I tell everyone, don't hang up, delete, shred your documents.
So. There you go. Let's talk about now again the Town Hall, how do folks get involved? And we're going to give out a phone number here and a code that if you get a chance, folks might want to write this down. But if you don't get a chance to write down the number and the code, the best way would be to go to your website.
Well, or go visit the legislator at azleg.gov, and they'll have a listing. I'm in the House of Representatives, and they have an alphabetical listing for us. And you can just click on the my email, or make a phone call. And the first one will be December 3rd. It'll be 11:30 in the morning, and then one at 7 o'clock at night, and the call-in number is 559-726-1200, and you will be asked to enter the code 322773.
Okay, and again, that's 559-726-1200, and the code is 322773. And again, it's hard. I'm sure people driving and are not having an opportunity to write all of this down. So probably the best thing, go to the main legislative website, click on Andrea D'Alessandro, and that will then get you more information about all of this. I do want to switch gears with you, Representative D'Alessandro, one of your colleagues here from Southern Arizona. Victoria Steele had an op-ed in today's Arizona Daily Star about this horrible situation with Child Protective Services and 6,000 young people not being, their needs not being looked into. Why not a special session on this? This is a huge issue.
Well, Bill, I'll tell you the truth. I haven't thought about a special session, but I do know that there is a severe problem with this. I lack confidence in the director. He came before our committee, and I just wasn't satisfied. I often talk about some of the things that have been cut in Arizona that have severely affected our vulnerable population, especially our children. We have put a freeze on subsidized child care. We've reduced programs for domestic violence prevention and substance abuse. So naturally, those three things alone will cause more children to be vulnerable, more children to be at risk. We have a shortage of foster care families because the legislature reduced their stipends. But I think we should concentrate on preventive measures to keep children and their families healthy and together. And the legislature, I'm sorry, has failed miserably in doing that.
So Child Protective Services ignoring 6,000 reports of child abuse over the past 4 years. This is really shocking. And I think all citizens of Arizona should really be really upset about this. And I don't know, what's the solution to this situation, right? You say that the legislature really hasn't hasn't held up their end of the bargain on this.
No. Well, that's true. Although,
I mean, where do we go? What's the immediate thing that really should be
done? Last year we did a special appropriation to add more staff, but staff training, adequate, responsible staff training takes a long time. And it's a difficult job. It's a frustrating job. The caseloads are often very large. The pay is, not that good, and there's a lot of turnover in the agency. I think that what we need to do is arm every person who deals with children with the adequate resources to really help them. And failure to do that will just keep us in, this is not a new story. This is an ongoing story for as long as I can remember, back to 2006 issues with this. So we have to think about doing things differently.
And the governor says that right now she is not going to call a special session concerning this. The state's top police agency says they are ready to investigate, though, how 6,000 reports of child abuse over the past 4 years fell through the cracks. If nothing else, this has got to be a major issue moved up to the front burner for the 2014 legislative session, which begins, I think it's the second Monday of January.
Right.
I mean, this has got to be a front burner issue now.
I
hope it will be.
Right. I'm disheartened that some are minimizing this situation. But I think the proper way to handle it is when there are minor situations to handle it, that they don't escalate into serious issues. I mean, that would be the logical approach to me.
It just seems, how do you downplay this when you're talking about thousands of kids who are vulnerable? I mean, it's just, for me, I can't see how this is an issue that should be downplayed.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I'm really, in Legislative District 2, 34% of the children live in poverty, so I'm sure this, while I don't have information about individual cases, it really, eats at my heart.
So what will be the big issue for the legislative session while we have you here?
Well, just completing my freshman year, I didn't bring my crystal ball with me today. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking, and I might be wrong, because it is an election year, we will be done fairly quickly. But I thought that last year, so you can never tell.
But how's the budget generally look?
Well, we have more revenue than we thought we would, so that's encouraging. But there are also some tax cuts that are swinging in that will leave us in a bind already. I'm hopeful for the economy of Arizona, though.
State Representative Andrea D'Alessandro, District 2, representing Sahuarita in that area, is a Democrat. And she is hosting that Affordable Care teleconference, teletown hall. There'll be a session at 11:30 in the morning and one at 7 in the evening, a week from today, December 3rd, and good opportunity to learn all about the healthcare situation. I would suggest probably going to Andrea's website. Best way to get it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much, Bill.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
Did you know that Normandy is home to some of the most beautiful and historic beaches on the channel? On June 6, 1944, the invasion of Normandy, D-Day, was the turning point of World War II. This is Ryan Hansen, Vice President of Bon Voyage Travel. My grandfather was one of the brave men who landed at Normandy, and so it is with great pride and reverence that I'm inviting you to join me on a special journey as we follow in these heroic soldiers' footsteps on the shores of Normandy over the 70th anniversary of D-Day, June 6th, 2014. This will be a lively tour with two nights on the Normandy coast, Loire Valley, and Paris, plus one at St. Malo. Traveling days are jam-packed with interesting stops, historic sites, and great photo opportunities. This nine-day premium country roads tour will be filled with history, beauty, charm, great food and wines, and you will forge lifelong friendships and memories. To hear more about this historic tour, join us December 4th for an informative presentation. Call 797-1110 for a trip of a lifetime.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
All right, let's welcome now certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. I do not have Shelley in studio, but I have a feeling he's got a big smile on his face. Another good day on the market.
Pretty good day. We're up above 16,100 right now, so we're up about 30 points for the day. Bill, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, and I think the investors have started the holiday a little bit earlier. Speaking of investors and advisors, Shelley, let's talk a little bit about how advisors, financial advisors, pick the investment opportunities for their clients.
Wow, what a great question. And my guess is we all do it a little bit differently, but we all use somewhat different resources to make those recommendations to clients. But what we're doing, Bill, is we're relying either on the research done by our parent firms or broker-dealers, or independent research that we enroll for or sign up for or do as part of our daily research, and just the reading that we do to keep current with what's going on. In some cases, in some larger businesses that are called wirehouses, firms like Merrill Lynch, for instance, they have large research departments, and they also have products that they manufacture or products that they own and then sell out of their stock. That's called making a market in a stock. And so those kinds of products will very often get the recommendation from the home office, and the advisors in the field are made aware of those products and trained on those products.
Well, Shelley, are there some
any number of ways? One of the ways that I find out what might be best for my clients is we have what are called wholesalers, representatives from the product manufacturers, either mutual funds or annuity companies or other investment companies who come and visit with us, probably more than we'd like, but but they spend time trying to let us know what advantages and what market niches their product fits into.
Are advisors under pressure, though, Shelley, to the feel that they really need to move a product for their particular employer?
Well, so I'm going to deny any kind of pressure. And, in fact, at LPL Financial, we don't manufacture any products, so there are no such pressures. But I did work for a company before this, and who shall remain nameless, that did want me to sell their products and encouraged me to sell their products, and in fact paid me more to sell their products than, say, a competing product that did the same thing. And because I'm a CFP and I accept fiduciary responsibility for my clients, if two products are approximately the same, do the same thing and are of approximately the same quality, it's my responsibility to choose the one that's best for the client, not the one that's best for me.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman with us with his Tuesday Money Maker Report on the Buckmaster Show. Shelley, what about objective advice? Is there any such thing as being entirely objective in this field?
Well, to be entirely objective, you'd have to know every single product in the marketplace and have done more research than anybody can keep in their head. So what I would say is what most advisors I know try to do is be as objective as possible, to try to become familiar with the best of the best or what they consider to be the best of the best of the products that are available for their client base, and make recommendations based upon, number one, past performance. And, of course, past performance is not an indication of where, you know, the kind of performance you're going to see in the future. But most of us try to do the best thing for our clients such that, you know, we're required to know an awful lot about a lot of products. And true objectivity would be knowing everything about every product, and that's just not possible.
So what about the compensation issue, Shelley, the advisor compensation, and how might it affect the recommendation?
Well, you know, we like to think that it doesn't, but you know, we're all human, and I think that can creep in. So what you try to do is you try to align your objectives to the extent you possibly can with the client's objectives. So, One of the things that we talk about all the time is how an advisor gets paid. Well, if an advisor is getting paid for making trades and gets paid for each trade, each sale, and each purchase, then you could make the argument that advisor is conflicted because making trades gets that advisor paid and not making trades doesn't. And so there is, you know, some sort of emotional pressure, you could argue, that advisor might make more trades than they might otherwise if they weren't getting paid that way. Now, one way to align the objectives of an advisor with the objectives of a client is to have the advisor paid on an annual basis based upon the net worth of the account, in which case if the account is increasing in value, then the advisor gets paid more. Now, that would represent a real alignment between the client's objectives and the advisor's objectives.
Shelley, we're going to have to wrap it up. We thank you very much. Folks can find out more at buckmastershow.com. And also, what about your own website, Shelley?
ShelleyFishman.com, and it's newly modernized and made better. And I'd like to wish everybody, and you, of course, and Rose, a merry and a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Shelley, you and yours. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The White House is welcoming the Supreme Court's decision to referee another dispute over the president's health care law. It involves a provision that requires most companies that offer health insurance to their workers to include contraception coverage among a range of preventative health benefits. The issue has divided lower courts. Officials now assessing the environmental damage after a towboat that was carrying 100,000 gallons of diesel fuel and oil sank in the Mississippi River in eastern Iowa. A drug manufacturer in France says its morning after pill doesn't work when it's taken by women who weigh more than 176 pounds. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 32 points, the Nasdaq ahead 25, and the S&P better by 4. More details at srnnews.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of Metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show this Thanksgiving week. We've got Hanukkah starting tomorrow night and then Thanksgiving. It is a very interesting week, and of course, it's a lot of people very much into the holiday mode. Lots of people will be traveling, and we're going to talk a little bit about, traveling next summer over to Normandy. Ryan Hansen joins us now. Ryan is Vice President of Bon Voyage Travel. Ryan, good to see you. Thank you for being on the program.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Appreciate it.
I am excited about this trip that you have put together because I know there will be a lot of interest. It is coming up now on the 70th anniversary next year of D-Day, the invasion of Europe in 1944. This is real personal for you, isn't it, Ryan?
It's very personal. You know, it's when you have somebody, a loved one, that was a part of procuring and securing our freedoms, it really means something to you. And it was my grandfather, my father's father, who was on that first initial landing on June 6th of 1944. He was in the Navy and on an LST. And so he got to see a whole lot of situations that a lot of us don't want to talk about. But boy, the results of what happened that day, we all really do appreciate. And that's something that this trip is not just about going back to see Paris, to see Normandy, but to make sure that I'm able to have a full understanding of what happened on that day for my grandfather, who luckily for us, yeah, is still alive and able to talk about it. He doesn't talk a lot about it, as most veterans are in that situation where they just don't feel comfortable about sharing some of these horrific sights and sounds that they relived,
night after night. Was the case growing up in my family with my dad, a naval officer, didn't want to talk about it. And it's so typical of the greatest generation. They went over, they did their thing, they came back, they restarted their lives, but they just put a lot of that in the past. But a lot of these memories and stories, unfortunately, are being lost.
Yeah, no question. And my grandfather, about 5 years ago, handwrote his memories of that day. So that was really kind of what kickstarted my thought process of I'd like to go back and not just relive at least the beach experience that he had as best as I can, but make sure to honor that process and make sure exactly what you said, Bill, that those stories don't get lost.
Ryan Hansen is with us, Vice President of Bon Voyage Travel. Ryan and his colleagues have put together a terrific trip of Normandy, Brittany and the
Loire
Valley. Thank you. It's a give us kind of some of the highlights. It's a 9-day package.
Well, the best part about it, obviously, the highlight is the visit to Normandy. We'll spend 2 nights there at Normandy, able to get down onto the beach, get to the cemetery and the museums that are there. But we'll also be bookended on the trip with a couple nights in Paris. So you can't go wrong with Paris.
Anything starting and ending a vacation in Paris is okay with me.
Throw in a little wine country in there as well, and now we're really upping the ante. But we'll be gone for about about 9 days to starting in the first part of June. So it'll be a nice homogeneous group. We're trying to get people from Southern Arizona here that have a common thread of living in this area. And maybe if you don't have a direct relative that served in the military that was literally on that day, we all live under the freedoms that were provided from those experiences, so we can all appreciate and tell the story and continue that legacy.
And I think the price point looks pretty good for this trip.
Yeah, it's not an exactly high luxurious experience. It's going to be a very premium type level tour. So all of the amenities that you would like to have on a trip without pricing it out for the general person to be able to go and experience something very special that if it's not on your bucket list, it probably should be.
Yeah. Mount St. Michael?
Yes.
That's got to be a high point of any trip.
Oh, no question. You know, Normandy has more than just the June 6th experience. Mm-hmm. When you get back in from historical perspectives, you can go back many, many years, century ago, to more history that has taken place there at Mount St. Michel, I believe is how it's pronounced.
Okay, and, thank you.
St. Malo, another historical spot, is where we'll spend the night. So there's a lot more than just D-Day to this trip. But clearly for me and for most, I'm sure that will be the highlight.
Yeah, and everything I've heard, and I have been to France, but I have not been to Normandy, and the Normandy area is, I understand it's incredibly pastoral, might be the proper way to put that. It's, beautiful beaches.
Yeah, beautiful beaches, and it's not just about the landings, but the beautiful scenery, and from what I understand as well, the people in that area are unbelievably appreciative of Americans and what was done for them on that day. So it's a very warm and welcoming place.
The trip kicks off. This is an easy date to remember. It will kick off on Friday, June 6th, and end on June 14th. Where can people get more information, Ryan, and check out the full day-to-day itinerary?
Yeah, we'll dive into more details on December 4th. We'll have an event at our offices at River and Campbell. That would be your best location to come see us. Why don't you give us a call at 797-1110. We'll give you some more directions of how to get there. But December 4th in the evening at 5:30, we'll have an event to really kind of, as you mentioned, dive into the itinerary logistics, get into the price point and some of those things. But 797-1110 is our number.
And the River Road office, again, where that is?
River and Campbell.
River and Campbell for Bon Voyage Travel. That event is December the 4th. I want to talk a little bit about the travel industry. Travel, one of my favorite subjects. Your business, when you think about it, has undergone probably one of the most dramatic changes of any business I can think of in the United States, the travel business.
Absolutely. When you factor in the technology advancements that have taken place over the last, 5 to 10 years even, I think we had talked earlier about travel agencies 20 years ago were like Walgreens. They were on every corner. If you wanted to buy an airline ticket, that's where you went. That was the only distribution channel really for people to go to. And the internet has clearly expanded people's options, given them more opportunity to price things out themselves. And so our industry has changed. Where we were primarily an airline outlet, we have now turned into a professional travel planning firm. So when you think about us, I want you to think of you can do your own taxes on TurboTax, or you can save time, save money, and get a whole lot more back on a return and go to a professional. So you go to a CPA to do that. That's the space that we like to live in. Places that you want to go visit that are maybe a little more complicated itinerary, that are a little bit more expansive. And maybe as you search on the internet, there's too much information. You don't know what to sort out, which hotel is really the experience you're looking for. That's where we live, in a more consultative space versus just an order taking, hey, I want to go there, punch me in.
Yeah, and I think, you can go on TripAdvisor, you can find out, you can do your homework, and then you can go to a travel advisor like Bon Voyage and figure out, where you want to go from here. And people may think, well, they're getting a really good deal on the internet, but I know that in the travel business, you may be able to get a better deal through Bon Voyage.
You're absolutely right. We have access to better amenities, and if clearly it's simple business economics. We spend more with certain suppliers, so
take care of your clients.
Absolutely. We spend more, so we have the volume. So they give us better deals. They give us better amenities, things like free breakfast in a hotel that maybe you're spending the same rate, or maybe you're saving $10 a night, but we're going to get you a free breakfast that, by the way, is only $25 to $30 per head.
Which
the
can
next
be
morning.
Sizable if you're in Europe and you're doing a throwing in breakfast. If it's not included in the room, perhaps you're doing it independently. That adds up.
Yeah, those are some of those simple things that you mentioned. Not to also leave on the table. Sometimes when you travel, there are issues that come up, albeit canceled flights or other health issues that may come up. Having someone like an advisor that can mitigate those issues for you versus 1-800-INTERNET. Who are you going to talk to?
Yeah.
You know where we're going to be. We're going to be in the office. You can come visit us if you have those situations arise where we're a phone call away. That's where I appreciate the word that you used, advisor, there. That's who we are.
All right. Bon Voyage Vice President Ryan Hansen with us on the Buckmaster Show. We've been talking about the travel industry and this upcoming trip over to Normandy and Brittany. And that I would suggest that if anyone has any interest at all and you get a chance, go by the Bon Voyage office at River and Campbell, 5:30 in the afternoon. This would be December 4th. Be an informal situation. Sit down with Ryan and some of the other folks and just talk travel and talk about this trip, and hopefully it will be right for you.
That's right. We'll be ready. And if you want to just come and visit with us, I'd advise that you give us a call just to RSVP, but as you mentioned, very informal presentation.
Okay, Ryan, good luck and thank you for being with us.
We appreciate it, Bill. Thanks for having us on.
All right. Coming up on 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show, our Tuesday edition, we will be right back after we hear from the fine lineup of sponsors of the Buckmaster Show who make what we do possible. Please give them your support.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Have you had a chance to visit Biosphere 2's engaging Facebook page yet? Our likes have doubled the last 30 days, so check it out and you'll see why. Inspire and stimulate your mind with all the exciting things going on both inside and outside every day at Biosphere 2. Experience our new architecture, engineering, and history tours. The University of Arizona's Biosphere 2, a world of discovery and adventure. Like us on Facebook and visit today.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Stop by the Rug Gallery showroom and see one-of-a-kind new and antique quality rugs during the 26th anniversary sale now underway. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at ruggalleryaz.com and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
When you give to United Way of Tucson and Southern Arizona, you create opportunities for positive change in the lives of more than 100,000 children, families, and seniors in our community. So be a part of the change. Visit UnitedWayTucson.org.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Silver City, one of America's top 100 arts communities. So much to do over there. You've got the Gila National Wilderness, and you have a world-class, the Gila Cliff Dwellings just north of Silver City. It really makes a great little mini vacation, long weekend, whatever. It's only three and a half hours east of Tucson. You can find out more at Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. Great places to stay, including Bear Mountain Lodge, Casitas de Gila Guest Houses, and Continental Divide RV Park. The full list, again, at southwestnewmexico.org. Well, with all the focus on the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK this year, there is renewed interest in the mind of the assassin. Dr. James Clark is University of Arizona Distinguished Professor at the UA. He's a former Fulbright Scholar, occasional consultant to the U.S. Secret Service. He's the author of five nonfiction books on violent crime, including American Assassins, The Darker Side of Politics, which is a New York Times Notable Book of the Year, and he is also the author of Defining Danger, American Assassins and the New Domestic Terrorists. There's even an epilogue in this book on Jared Loughner, Gabriel Gifford's would-be assassin. Professor Clark, good to see you again.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Tell me a little bit about the, since we are at the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK, 7 in 10 Americans believe there was a conspiracy. What do you think?
No, I don't believe there was a conspiracy, but I can understand why many people do, especially people who haven't really systematically looked at the evidence. But there hasn't been one reputable scholar who has embraced the conspiracy theory simply because the evidence wasn't there. Even Oliver Stone, who made the movie JFK and is a staunch believer in the conspiracy, had to invent a fictional character at the end to spin a tale of CIA involvement, various nefarious government organizations. But the fact remains that Oswald was politically active. He was involved in, as the only member, really, of the Fair Play for Cuba organization. He was picketing for that in favor of the Castro regime. He also, in his background, had traveled to the Soviet Union. And we know now that the Kennedy administration had given the CIA a go-ahead on an assassination plan of Fidel Castro. So there was reason why you could think, well, maybe Castro was behind it. In addition to that, we had the late president's brother, Robert Kennedy, who had really declared war on organized crime. And there's reason to think that, well, maybe organized crime, they were involved in Cuba and so forth, that these two forces came together in a plan to kill the president.
What about these assassins, the mind of the assassin? Did Oswald or did he fit the profile, certainly, of these American assassins that you write about?
Well, until 30 years ago, and I say immodestly, until I published my first book on this, the consensus among mental health professionals was that assassins, all American assassins up to that time, that was 1982, were paranoid schizophrenics. They were basically psychotic people who were acting in the grip of some delusion, acting on the basis of imaginary grievances. Well, my research revealed, and it's pretty much been accepted then and accepted even by the Secret Service, that assassins, if we look at the 21 assassins, would-be assassins, and domestic terrorists that I've written about in my latest book, Defining Danger, we see a pattern of four distinct types. Now, I have to qualify distinct. I mean, when you're talking about human beings, there's always blurring between categories, and I'm not a social scientist who is rigidly wedded to, you know, the purity of any particular category.
But generally, you say there are four.
Four, and then there were three people who don't fit into that typology. But the typology ranges from people who were rational political extremists through various kinds of emotional disturbance to, at the far end of the continuum, people who were truly psychotic. And their motives, in all cases, of the four types, were the result of frustration. Frustration with what? In some cases, it was frustration with the political system, as it was with John Wilkes Booth, as it was with Timothy McVeigh. But since 1963, the most common would-be assassin has been someone who is acting primarily for personal reasons. They've had difficulties in their employment. They've had difficulties with their families or spouses. And they are using politics as a way to generate not only their contempt, but also to seek the notoriety that has eluded them throughout their lives. And I put Oswald in that category.
We have a comment from one of our callers. We're quickly running out of time here, Professor Clark, but I'm going to ask you to slip that headset on. Sheldon, quickly, I understand you have a comment about multiple shooters. Sheldon? Hello, Sheldon.
Yes, I'd like to ask Professor Clark, was there another shooter since there were other employees who worked in the book depository, building and also President Johnson may have been involved.
All right,
in any plan because he was concerned that civil rights bills weren't being advanced, and then there was the Vietnam situation. What really caused the tragic and needless assassination of a rather conservative president?
Motivation, Professor Clark?
Well, I'm familiar with the suggestions you've made, but if you want to understand Lee Harvey Oswald, you have to understand two sources of frustration. One was a marriage that was disintegrating. The second was his feeling of complete disillusionment when he was denied a visa to visit Cuba. And his decision to kill President Kennedy and almost certainly could have been averted had his wife, Marina, not rejected his plea for a reconciliation the night before he did that. I firmly believe that, and the best book to read on that is not my own book, but a book which I cite. It's by Priscilla McMillan, and the title of the book is Lee and Marina. The other, the Castro connection was that Oswald thought if he was able to go to a truly revolutionary society, as Cuba appeared to be at that time, that this would enhance his own self-esteem, and it would also be a way that he could salvage his marriage. No one has ever questioned that Oswald adored his two children and that he was in love with his wife. But I know that's a quick and easy answer, but I recommend you could read my book or Defining Danger or Priscilla McMillan's book, Lee and Marina.
Where can people get a hold of this, your most recent book, Defining Danger, now available in paperback, correct?
Yes, it is, and the epilogue is on Jared Loftner, is in that paperback edition. You can go online to Amazon.com. And or you can go to transactionpublishers.com, and either of those locations, you can have the book in a couple of days.
I am out of time, but did Loftner fit your profile?
Loftner,
quickly.
At the time I wrote, I thought he was somewhere in that middle category, but now I'm accepting the evaluations, the unchallenged evaluations, that this guy was truly psychotic.
Dr. James Clark, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Thank you, Culligan. All of our in-studio guests provided with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Coming up this afternoon, John C. Scott, 3 to 5, right here on KVOI. Then it's Wake Up Tucson, tomorrow morning, 6 to 8. With Chris and Joe, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.